We are learning Gemara Chemes Perim Bali, and we got to the famous Sugya Birchas HaMitzvos. We will not discuss it, so we'll discuss a little bit more on our Gemara. We mentioned when we started the whole Sugya that the Mishnah Berurah Paskens Halacha L'Maaseh, like the Shagas Aryeh, who quotes the Ramban and the Sefer Birchas HaMitzvos, Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. Shagas Aryeh assumes once a day, every day, the Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. In the tshuvas of the Netziv, there's a tshuva, and his son-in-law of the Netziv, Rabbi Yifal Valojin, also has, Taurus Rifal also has a tshuva about the same topic. They both assume that there seems to be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Rishalmi regarding that din, on the assumption that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. What does that mean? So the Bavli seems to assume once a day, every day, you have to recite Bichas HaTorah. Why once a day, every day, maybe once in a lifetime? So the stipler has in one place that, like the Rambam writes, that there's an obligation to daven men haTorah. Well, the avodah b'chol avachem, what is avodah shebelev? Avodah usually means hakrovas hakarbonis. What is avodah shebelev? He's a Jew at heart. So the Gemara says that refers to tefillah. Avodah shebelev is tefillah. That without avodah, you don't have. So the Rambam assumes that that's a real drasha gemara deraisa, that it's a mitzvah menatorah to daven. How often is there a mitzvah menatorah to daven? Once a day, every day. How do they know it's once a day, every day? Maybe it's once in a lifetime, maybe once every year. So the disciple says he probably got it from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak, where the Gemara says that the Kohanim are not obligated to duchen more than once a day, every day. The Kohanim are only obligated to duchen when they're called upon. If you don't ask him to duchen, then they're not obligated to do it. Many by the Ashkenazim is a very difficult meaning. Many by the Ashkenazim is we only to do it on Shabbos and we don't. And on the weekdays we don't. By the Svardim they call up the Kohanim to do it every single day. And now it's Israel that they call upon the Kohanim to do it every day. The Kohanim do it Shachris and Musaf. On a Shabbos, that's how it says in the Mishnah. That's it. Most Lorets, most places, the meaning is only Duchen al Yontif. So the Ramah adds on the Polish meaning is that Yoni Duchen Musaf on Yontif. Because Shachris Yidabin every day of the week, all year long. And Musaf is special for Yontif, so Yoni Duchen by Musaf. In Germany, by the Yekis, the meaning is on a Yontif, they Duchen Shachris and Musaf. Like it says in the Mishnah. Okay. So the Keren Ira writes that this idea that the Kohanim Duchen, they're called upon to Duchen both by Shachris and by Musaf, that's only a Chiyah Midi Rabbanim. Once they're ready, Duchen, Mashachris V'chiyah to Duchen a second time, not by the same minyan, not by different minyan. So the Rambam got from that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks at Sugya Bal Tosef. If the Kohen wants to add a fourth Pasuk in addition to Yivarechach, Yoyer, Yisa, so the Brisa says he will be in violation of Bal Tosef. So it discusses only if it's still the Zman HaMitzvah. So Gemara says, how long is this Zman? Kohen is not Mukhid every day. So the Rambam apparently understood that the same is true regarding any mitzvah, whenever there's a mitzvah in the Torah. And it's unclear how often it has to be fulfilled. So it's understood that it's one day every day. That's the discussion. How often do you have to learn Parsha Zohar? The Gemara Megillah learned Hadukim. Zohar is a shalach amalek lois ishkach. It says at the end. So Zohar yochel b'leiv maybe means you should remember the story of Amalek. Tamalai malois ishkach harei b'leiv amur hamani mekayim Zohar. Zohar means b'peh. Zohar means lahazikir. The verb zayin chafresh sometimes means to remember. Lizkor, and sometimes it means to mention the Hazikir. Okay. Just to review what we just said this morning. So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes La Halacha de Shagas Aryeh that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. And the question is, how often is it deraisa? So the Mishnah Berurah assumes, like the Bavli, the Pashto says, that the Birchas HaTorah deraisa is once a day, every day. How did he come off to that idea, once a day, every day? So the Pashto says it's like this type of
Rebbe, you're mute now.
Now I'm okay?
Yes, you're saying the stipler.
So the stipler says, where did the Rambam get this idea from? That there's an obligation to daven once a day, every day. So he says he got it from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third perek, the context there, the sugya there is discussing the din of Bal Tosef. That a kohen, one of the examples of Bal Tosef is a kohen who's duchening has to say three psukim, Yivarechecha Yoyer Yisa, and he loves the community so much, he wants to add an additional fourth pasuk, fifth pasuk, sixth pasuk. So the Braisa says that that's a violation of Bal Tosef. The Mishnah gives another example of Bal Tosef. Person has a korban that needs only one zrika or two, shtei matonis. And instead of doing one or two, he does three or four on different kinds of mizbech. So the Mishnah gives that as an example of Bal Tosef. So the Gemara there discusses, can one violate Bal Tosef? Shalom bizman ha-mitzvah or only bizman ha-mitzvah? So the Gemara says that about duchening, the Gemara has one line in the middle of the whole discussion. Once the kohen duchen once in a day, he's not obligated to duchen a second time in the same day, whether for the same tzibur or for a different tzibur. And the Keren Ora adds on that the fact that the Mishnah says, the Chachamim and Mishnah in the end of Taina says that there is certain this that you duchen twice a day, Shachris and Musaf, and on Yom Kippur you duchen three times a day, Shachris and Musaf, and Ne'ilah, Mincha we don't duchen, because all year long, Mincha we don't duchen, because there's a Chashash Shikrus. A Kohen Sheshasa Revi'is Yayin is not allowed to duchen, unless he already took a nap or the effect of the wine wore off. But right after we had a revisi, I was not allowed to duchen, so we never duchen by mincha. And the Tanoim have a machloikas whether you duchen mincha on a tiny sibur. No one's going to be drunk on a tiny sibur. Everybody's fasting. So we pass on like the Tana that it's a loyplug rabbanon. Even by mincha on a tiny, you also don't duchen. So mincha on Yom Kippur, we don't duchen. But ne'ilah is a tefillah satinus. It's not a tefillah of Yom Kippur. It's a tefillah satinus. When they used to have atziras gishamim, and the Bezen would be guys at Tainus. They would daven the Ila on a Tainus Tzibur. The reason why we daven the Ila on Yom Kippur, Ila is an additional tefillah, additional Amidat, additional Shemana Esrei. The reason why we daven the Ila on Yom Kippur is not because it's Yom Kippur, but because Yom Kippur is a Tainus. It's like every Tainus. Every Tainus, you have to daven an additional tefillah. So the Keren Ora, by the way, was the younger brother of the author of the Mishkan Es Yankiv learned, he was from the first group of Tambidim who learned in Valojin, by Rab Chaim Valojin, and he has traditions from Rab Chaim Valojin. And they quote him sometimes in Shulchan Aruch in his tshuvas. He quotes when he was a Talmid.
Maybe I should close it. Yeah, try closing that.
We'll just stick with this.
Perfect.
So the Mishkan Es Yankiv has in his Shubis, even has in Heter Agunis, in Ebenezer, Simid Yud Zayin, the Pishchei Shuba quote from Rabbi Yankel Kalina, from the author of the Mishkan Es Yankiv, that in his Shuba he quotes a Psak Akula in Hilchas Agunis from Abchaim Valojana. So the author of the Keren Ora was the younger brother of the Mishkan Es Yankiv. They used to learn together. And after the Mishkan Es Yankiv passed away, he was the rabbi in Karlin. That's why he's known as Rabbi Yankel Karlina. Karlin was a Chassidish, Karlin a Chassidim, Stolen a Chassidim. Karlin is Stolen on Twin Cities. If you walk 5 minutes, then you go from one into the other. Like Bergenfield and Tidek. One city leads into the other. So Rabbi Yankel Kadena, when he passed away, so his younger brother, the Mishkan, the Keren Ora, became the Rav in Karlin. So the Keren Ora writes in the Sefer that the fact that we have duchening midin Mishkan says you duchen shachas and musaf, the Kohanim are only bechayiv to duchen when we request of them. So all year long, they don't request of them that they should duchen. It's a difficult minig that Ashkenazim have. we say that the Kohanim are only supposed to duchen when they're in a good mood, and all year long we're not in such a good mood because we work. And even on Shabbos that we don't work, we're nervous about Parnassah for next week. Everybody's in a miserable mood. But at Yom Tovim, somehow we're more relaxed. So then it makes sense that the Tov Ayin Hu Yivarech. On Yom Tovim, people are in a better mood, so the Kohanim are in a better mood to give a bracha. The Tibur is in a better mood to receive the bracha. So we request that them Kohanim, the Chazon screams at Kohanim, that's the Tibur. We want you to give us a bracha. So we call out Kohanim both by Shachris and by Musa. So Shachris and Mukhir to Duchim and Atera. Because Amor Lahem, Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk calls Rachid Bnei Yisrael. Amor Lahem, the Kohanim should tell the Tibur. And the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation on the two words Amor Lahem, that the Tzibur should request of the Kohanim that they should do it. And because it says Lahem in the plural, it indicates that if you only have one Kohen, he's not obligated to duchen, and when he duchens, it's voluntary. It's only a chiyab to duchen. The chiyab deraisa to duchen is only if you have two or more Kohanim. Because of the drosha of the Torah Shabbat, Amor Lahem, the pshutu shal nikra Amor Lahem, the Kohen should give the following brachas to the Tzibur Lahem, to the Klal. To the Klal Yisrael, to the Tzibur. The Torah Shabbat interprets just the reverse. Amor Lahem means, like the Targum Monkel, it says, Kad Peim Lahem. When the Tzibur will request of Lahem, of the Kohanim, that they want a bracha, so the Kohanim are obligated to do it. The Shachris, we say, Kohanim, we scream at Kohanim, it's a Tzibur, so they're obligated in Atar to do it. And in Musaf, we call out Kohanim, so they're only Mukhib and the Rabbanim. In Atar, they're not Mukhib to do it more than once a day, every day. So this is how, so the Stipler writes, this is probably how the Rambam figured out that the obligation in Atar to daven. We have the B'chol Abadchem, the Gemara says on the first daf in Tainus, and so we have the B'chol Abadchem. Abad usually means HaKravus HaKarbanus. So what do you mean? He's a Jew at heart, we have the B'chol Abadchem. He does Avodas Hashem in his heart. You have to do Avodas Hashem to do Mitzvah Maisiyas, the Kumbi Hashem, not just to be a Jew at heart. So we have the B'chol Abadchem refers to Tefillah, which is an Avodas Shebelay. If a person davens and his heart is not there, but then there's no kiyum of tefillah. Well, the ikra of the dal, you have to say the words, but the ikra has to have avodah shebelev. So the
Rebbe,
so just like the Rambam understood that min haTorah, the obligation to daven is once a day, every day. So to over here, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Shadrach Ariyeh. He's assuming that based on the Bavli, that the obligation to recite Birchas haTorah is once a day, every day. You have to say Birchas haTorah when you wake up in the morning, once a day, every day. So the Netziv has a tshuva, and the father of Aloshin, who is the son of Rav Netziv, he was the father of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He was also a Magid Shir. He was the Rosh Yeshiva and Aloshin for a while. So they both have in their tshuvas, the father of Aloshin's tshuvas are called Teres Rifla. So both the Netziv in the Neshiv Dover, the tshuvas, and Rav Before and the Teres Rifla, they both write that the Yerushalmi doesn't agree with the Babli. The Yerushalmi holds that Bichas HaTeres Deraisa, but only when it's Talmud Torah, only when it's Talmud Torah B'tzibur. When you're late in Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. When a person is davening, learning all by himself, that's only in the Rabbanim. Because HaTorah D'Raisa is only when it's Talmud Torah B'tzibur.
Rebbe?
The Torah B'tzibur has a whole shiva. He's opposed to the meaning that the Hasidim have, that they take out the Sefer Torah the first 12 days in Chodesh Nisan, and they lay the Karbonis and Parshas Nasa, the Chanukah on the sea. Each day for the first 12 days, yesterday they completed building the Mishkan, the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Shibushim Amiluim were the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar. And then the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, each one of the Nisim brought the Karbonis or Chanukah on his bear. So the Chassidim have a minute, it's mentioned in many commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, that each of the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan today, they take out a Sefer Torah, and they lay in, without saying any brachas, they don't have Shabbat HaBan or Shabbat HaSalman, they lay in from the Sefer Torah the Parshas HaNasi of that day, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan. So the Torah Shavuot says you shouldn't do that. Or many have the meaning that I'm Leil Hoshana Rabbah, to take out a Sefer Torah, and they learn different things. So this is Kriyasa Tarbit Sibur. The Taurus Rafal says we should really avoid that. He shows from the Bhagavan Abram. We should really avoid it because according to the Yerushalmi, Yomabatla Mitzvah says that the Raisa of reciting Bechas HaTeret. He said, if it's Shani Rahamishi, and you said that Bracha Ami Aliyah, there were three Aliyahs going Levi in Israel, or it's Shabbos, there's two Shabbos, and sometimes one or two Shabbos in the beginning, I'm missing the first 12 days. So they just lay in Kriyas HaTeret with Brachas. So if they're laying the Parshas and the scene immediately following the Kriyas HaTeret, that's not so bad. It's covered with the Bracha that we said before. You don't necessarily have to say the Bracha immediately before you're about to lay in the Parshas on the scene. The Oilem Latar before said before, but if they're not going to lay in the Parshas on the scene till after Shir Shal Yom is over, after everything is all over, then the brachas that they said, B'shas Kriyas HaTeret, don't apply to the Kriya they're going to have later. So that's what the Netziv has in the Tshuva. He shows from the Magen Abraham, of course, from earlier Paskim, he should be cautious for the Yerushalmi's opinion. The Brachas HaTeret is only the Raisa of the Tzibur, and the fact that we say every day Brachas HaTeret, that's only the Rabbanan. And whenever you're laying in Kriyas HaTeret, but Tzibur, you have to have a bracha. So if you're going to just take out a Sefer Torah in the middle of nowhere and start laying from the Sefer Torah, you'll be mevatel mitzvah says that there is it. But you didn't say the bracha soon before. So with Mishnah Berurah Paschal like the Shabbos Aryeh, the Brachas HaTeret is there is it. And it seems to be assuming like the Babli Brachas HaTeret is there is it, each and every day, once a day, every day. Why is Parsha Zohar once a year, every year? So that's the Sefer Chinuch raises the question. That the Chazal, it's a brisa in Megillah, Daf Yudalet, I think. So the Gemara has a brisa. It says, Zohar is a shashlacha malach, then it ends off, shkach abadach. Then the last two words are, lo is shkach. So the brisa says, Yachab belei, maybe one can fulfill the mitzvah, says they, of the chiris amalek, belei tamaloyma, lo is shkach, are belei vamor. So it says, already lo is shkach. So what, that's a nice essence. So what is the essay of Zohar? So Zohar means the pe. Because the verb Zayin Chaf Reish can mean either leaves a card to remember or Lahazakir to mention Lahazakir. Like Kiddush, we say Zachar, as Yom Shabbos Lakatcha, so the Gemara says Zachrehu, Alayayin, mention the Kedusha for Yom Shabbos. And the same thing, Zachar, it says by T.S. Mitran, also it says, the man Tisko, Sam says, Chamer Tam Kal Yamech Hayecho. So the Mishnah and Brachas and the Haggadah we have in the Mantiskar, we interpret it as if it were written on Mount Tazikir. You should mention the Chiras and Tiers from time every day is a Din Daraisa, learns that the Torah Shabbat Peh, learns it after the Pasuk. It says in Parsha Tzurei, we should eat the Korban Pesach every year, and Le'el HaSeder, the Mantiskar says, Chamer Tzayim Chayim Echayecho, the Gemara says, the Mantiskar means the Mount Tazikir, right? So the Sefer Chinuch raises the question: How often do you have to read Parsha Zohar? The Gemara learns that it has to be in the Torah Haksav. You only heard to Parsha Zohar if you read it from the Kosher Sefer Torah. So how often do you have to read it? So Sefer Chinuch says maybe once in a lifetime, maybe once every several years. So you shouldn't forget the story of Amalek. Maybe just like the Chacham made a takanat to lay every year, the Shabbos immediately preceding Purim. Shabbat Parsha Zohar, but that's only the Rabban, and Purim is not a Din Menatar, Purim is only the Rabban. So maybe that is Menatar, that it should be once a year, every year. Why should it be Menatar once a year? If you have a mitzvah, you don't know how often, so it should be once a day, every day. You should say once a day, every day, Parsha Zohar. And the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, it has to be Mitzvah Chaksav. Every single day, you have to take out a Sefer Torah, lay Parsha Zohar. So that's where the Chassam Sefer says, no. Since the whole nature of the mitzvah is Zechiras Amalek, Zechiras Chet Amalek. So Zechira has to do with Shikha. So the Gemara says that the Shir Shikha is usually Yud Beit Chodesh. Zeir Alameh, Shishtakech Min Aleif, Vacha Yud Beit Chodesh. People usually, when someone passes away, so the relatives feel bad for a while, and then after Yud Beit Chodesh, you forget about the Meis. As Rabbi Kadega quotes on Yeruday and Hilchos Avelis, the minig was in Chutz Lord for many generations that you do Hakomos on a Teva either right before the Yahrzeit or right after the first Yahrzeit. Why? Because the Shir Shikha is Yud Beit Chodesh, and the whole purpose of the Matseva is that we shouldn't forget the Niftar. So some have the meaning that before the Yud Beit Chodesh are up, you want to put up a Matseva, so you shouldn't forget him. And that others, because they quote both Menachem, others have the meaning that after you've already forgotten, after Yud Beit Chodesh are up, you've already forgotten about the May, so then we want to remind ourselves that you do the Hakamas on the Matseva. Now a lot of people on Eretz Yisrael, the meaning is that you put up the Matseva by the Shloshim, or right after the Shiva, whatever. You don't wait till the Yud Beit Chodesh. Many people in America picked up the meaning from Eretz Yisrael, whatever. But that was Rabbi Kaveh quotes in his comments on Yeredeya in Hilchas Avelus. He quotes these two practices. But that's what Chassam Sefer explains, that because the Shir Shikhez Yud Beit Chodesh, but that's why the Sefer Achinach had such a suggestion that maybe the Chiyuv delayed Parsha Zohar is once a year, every year. And because it's Yud Beit Chodesh, and every couple of years you have a year that has 13 months, so then 13 months went by already. It's already after Yud Beit Chodesh. That's what the Chassam Sefer says, when you have a Shana Me'uberes, then everyone should have in mind when they read Parshas Ki Seitzei, the last section of Parshas Ki Seitzei about the Mechias HaMolek, everyone, it's not enough to have in mind now Shabbos Parshas Zohar, because if it's a Shana Me'uberes, you're going to have 13 months, everyone should have in mind. That's famous from the Chassam Sefer and the Tshuva. So getting back, so we started off by saying, you know, that Birchas HaTorah is a question if it's deraisa. And the Mishnah Berurah paskan like the Shagas Aryeh, who thinks we should paskan like the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. He thinks that it's deraisa every day, once a day, every day. And he says, Sofek deraisa l'chumer. Just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, the person ate the whole meal kedei sviyah, he ate bread kedei sviyah. So the Chiya Birchas HaMazon is deraisa, and then he's a little tipsy, he's a little shikker. He doesn't remember if he benched or not. So Sofik Birch, Sofik Labirch, Chayz and Nevarcha, Sofik Derais and Lechumra. You don't say Sofik Brachas Lachal when the Brachas is Derais. Let's say Kiddush. The person doesn't remember if he said Kiddush or not. So we say Sofik Derais and Lechumra. You only apply Sofik Brachas Lachal if it's a Bracha de Rabbana. Sofik Brachas Lachal, is it identical with the rule of Sofik de Rabbana Lechumra? But you say it begins with that, but then it's much more extended. So that's what we explained yesterday, the day before. It's in Yeshua, in the second parak of Masechus Shabbos, in the Sugya of Chanukah, where the Gemara talks about reciting a brocha in the situation of a sofek, Yantam Shena Shal Goyis, and Strek of the Yoma. And we do recite the brocha on the matzah, on the morer, and so on, and Kiddush. And the Ma'ar is only the Rabbanon, the sofek, maybe the Amorit does not ma'afish Tumas and Ma'isis. And the Ma'ar, the Mishnah says, you don't say a brocha. So the Gemara discusses this discrepancy. How come Sofik Brachas Lahakel applies on Demai, and it doesn't apply to Yantam Shein and Shalgolius on all the mitzvahs? They're both are Sofik. The Gemara has a machlokes on by the Rabbu, what the answer is to the question. So not Sugya, and not Gemara, it's a whole bit of a discussion there. And the Rambam seems to pass them like Abai instead of passing usually. And there's a machlokes on by the Rabbu, we pass them like Rabbu, unless it's Yalkigam. Here, it's a machlokes by the Rav and the Rambam paskan like Abai. So that's also a discussion why the Migdalah is on the bottom of the Rambam, quote the Chulis HaRambam to the Chachmei Lunel, where he explains why he paskan like Abai. Interesting. The Sfasenus writes on his own why, and that's what it says B'Sherish in the Chulis HaRambam. He didn't realize it. The Rambam himself said the explanation that he gives. So again, so the Mishnah Berurah Paskin of Halacha like the Babli, that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa once a day, every day. And if you have a Sofik Birch, Sofik LaBirch, you have to be Chayz and Mevarach, because it's a Sofik deraisa L'chumeh, and because it's a Bracha deraisa, you don't apply the rule of Sofik Brachas L'chumeh. Okay. So then we mentioned that the Yerushalmi points out, the Yerushalmi Brachas points out that there's a Pasuk that puts together HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah u'mitzvah. So there's a hekesh. Whenever you have two dinim written in the pasuk, one next to the other, we darshan a hekesh, means that there's some halachic connection between the one din and the other. So what is the connection here? So the Yerushalmi says, just like one recites a bracha on learning Torah, because HaTorah is deraisa, so too you recite a bracha when you perform a mitzvah. So that's a question, does the Yerushalmi mean to say that Birchas HaMitzvah is deraisa? Or did the Yerushalmi only mean that as an asmachta? So many achrayim, this is a din and achrayim. Then Achranim assumed that the Yerushalmi was only an asmachta, and some assumed, no, the Yerushalmi really meant that Birchas HaMitzvah is their Raisa. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. If that's Pshat, then Yerushalmi don't hold like that. Because there's a Beferish Yimara in Brachas and the Babli on top as well. The Mishnah in Brachas, Hazam Achleikas, Hatonim, Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Yossi. What's the din if a person recites Kriya Shema and he whispered it so softly he can't hear it? Or he's deaf. And even if he's going to scream on top of his lungs, he's not going to hear what he's saying. And whatever, there's a mitzvah of Amira. Let's say there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. There's a mitzvah to recite Bechot HaMazon. There's a mitzvah to say a bracha. And whenever there's a mitzvah that's performed by Amira, is Mashmir Liyazna Liyikuva, or is it only Lachatchila Tach Mashmir Liyazna? But the evidence, as long as you did Amira, even if you're not Mashmir Liyazna, he would be Yotze. Someone else is saying Kiddush and I'm deaf, but for sure I'm not Yotze. You have to have Shamea Kaina. If he's in a Shamea, so you can't apply Shamea Kaina. But the question is, I'm going to say the Kiddush myself. I can't hear. I'm going to say the Kiddush on top of my lung. It's loud, but I can't hear. I'm deaf. So have I accomplished anything? What are you saying? No, I said, Matzi Shem Shemaim Ratala said a Brachal Ratala. Because you're not yet to any mitzvah about me. You're not yet to unless you did Mashmi Eli Yosna. That's a Machalegis Hatanoim in the Mishnah and Brachas regarding Kriya Shema. The Gemara relates it to Bichas HaMazon and to all Bichas HaMitzvah. So the Gemara raises the question, what if a person was Mafresh Truma? When you're Mafresh Truma, you're supposed to recite the Bichas HaMitzvah in advance. Check it out, such as one of Mafresh Truma. So, and he's harder, and he can't hear. It's a Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'Eino Shomea. He can speak, but he's not able to hear. He's deaf. So the Mishnah says, the Mafresh Truma is Chal. So the Gemara says, but if you all like the Tana that Lo Hishmir, we pass on Lo Hishmir Yotzer is Yotzer by Kriya Shema and by Megillah. To read the Megillah, maybe Megillah is the exception to the rule. But even I think Megillah may be the exception to the rule. But if you blow shofar and you can't hear, that for sure you're not Yotzer. That's the favorish. You don't say since he blew the shofar, even though he's deaf, he's Yotzer anyway. No, by shofar you have to be Mashmir Yotzer. That's for sure. So it could be that the Raman Paskins by Megillah that if Lahish Miliyot and Moyot, that's problematic because it never really says that in the Gemara. Megillah, Tkiya Shofar, they show from the Shnayis like that, that if he doesn't hear, he's not Yotzer. But Megillah doesn't really say any of that. The Raman writes, I think, like that. And Megillah, you have to be Mashmir Liyot. So the Gemara then broches up Tezvav, Amud Aleph, quotes a Mishnah from Demai. That if a person is deaf and he's mafresh truma, the truma is chal. So the Gemara said, but if you hold that, you have to be mashmir liyaznav. So how is the truma chal? So the Gemara says, no, the brache on truma is only the rabbanim. The hafrash of truma is a mitzvah and a tera. You can't say the bichas hamitzvah is ma'akev and a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara from the next cloud. Brachas are not ma'akev. Whenever you do a mitzvah, he's supposed to recite the bracha in advance. What if he didn't say the bracha in advance? So the Adam Akloitis, he spoke about the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. Can you say the bracha lachar asiyos right after he finished? What if he didn't say a bracha, not before, not after? He did the mitzvah and he didn't say a bracha. So the Gemara in bracha is that tezav. Amanala formulates the call of the brachas on the Akif. And the logic the Gemara gives is because the brachas on mitzvah is only with the Rabbanim, the Feirish, and the mitzvah is a mitzvah and a Torah. So it can't be that the mitzvah, the bichas ha-mitzvah is ma'akev in the mitzvah. The mitzvah, you write it, even though you didn't recite the bracha. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So that, even if you hold within Yerushalmi, that the hekesh that they said, Torah mitzvah, Yemakesh mitzvah, the Torah, just like there's a chiv to recite bichas ha-Torah, so there's a chiv to recite bichas ha-mitzvah, even if you hold the coin to Yerushalmi, that's a mocker, a real drasha gemara deraisa. The Bichas HaMitzvah is the Raisa, but the Babli doesn't agree. And we assume, like the Babli, that Bichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan, and we would say so if it brachas lakal, if a person is misukat, but he said a bracha before performing a mitzvah, the all requirement to recite the Bichas HaMitzvah is only with the Rabbanan, so we would say that so if it brachas lakal. It's interesting, the Taisli HaRosh, on that Gemara and Brachas Tezvav makes a diuk. He makes like an innocent comment. The Rosh and the Gemara was the Bracha can't be Miyake because the Bracha is only the Rabbanan and the Mitzvah is Menatera. So it cannot be that the bracha is me'akev in the mitzvah. Taisa Rosh writes an innocent tamen. That it would appear from the Lashon and the Gemara, if you would have a mitzvah with a requirement for the bracha is deraisa, then the bracha should be me'akev. So the Prima Gadim raises the issue that brichas ha'Torah is deraisa. The Shagasari said brichas ha'Torah is deraisa. So let's say you have to learn Parsha Zohar. You assume Parsha Zohar is deraisa. So would anybody say that if you learn Parsha Zohar, you didn't say the bracha, you're not yotze? Here in Washington Heights, the Yekis from Frankfurt have an old tradition from the days of from Nas Nadla. That was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was the late 1700s, early 1800s. So the Chassam Sofer was learned, but his main Rebbe was of Nas Nadla in Frankfurt. That's where he was born, that's where he was brought up. He was a Yekis. He always signed all of his tshuvas. Moshe HaKotan in Frankfurt. He had a Rabbanus in Presburg that was in Hungary, but he was not a Hungarian. He was a Yekin. And they had different, in Hagim, a different pronunciation of Lashon HaKodesh and so on. He was also a Talmud of the Hafloah. The Hafloah was a lady, and Nas Nadla was a Kohen. And Chassam Sofer, in one of his tshuvas, writes what a beautiful sight it was to see that the Hafloah would wash the hands of Nas Nadla right before Duchening. Because by the Yekis, the meaning is that they have a washing station in the shul to the right and to the left of the Shliach Tzibur. They have the Kohanim standing on one line and the Levim standing on another line at right angle to each other. And the first lady washes the first Kohen's hands, and the second lady washes the second Kohen's hands, and so on the right side. Then on the left side of the Shliach Tzibur, also you have two lines at a right angle to each other. One line is Kohen and one line is Levim. So he said it was such a beautiful sight to see the Rabbanim being mechaber each other, that the Hafloah, the Rav, Rav Pinchas HaLevi Horovitz, would wash the hands of the Nas Nadla. So they have a lot of traditions from Nas Nadla. So Nas Nadla had a tradition, one of the things that carry over from that, they chased him out of, the Balabatim chased him out of Frankfurt, because he didn't follow all the Yekis by the Yekis. You have to form in line, otherwise they kick you out. So he used to pronounce, when he davened, he would pronounce like a Sfardi. His pronunciation was different, and he did different in Hogan. Everything was different. Nusachari, he had different Nusachatri. Everything was different by him. So they couldn't take him, so they kicked him out. But one of the things that he's known for is he had a time against the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch writes that women are not required to learn Parsha Zohar because women are not drafted into the army. The whole purpose of learning Parsha Zohar is we should remember the story of Amalek, that when we have an opportunity, we should wage war against Amalek. Timchezech Amalek. But since the women are not, don't serve in the army, that's why the women are not mechuyev to hear Parsha Zohar. So Rav Nachman Adler thought that that was not muskan, and he thought that women should be mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. But a lot of the women don't come to shul on Shabbos morning on Parsha Zohar because they're taking care of their children. They have little babies at home. So they introduce, and they still have it now, in the afternoon, 5 minutes before Mincha, when they daven Mincha early, the 5 minutes before Mincha on Shabbos Parsha Zohar, they take out a Sefer Torah, they lay Parsha Zohar without any brachas, just in case there are some women who are to be out of Parsha Zohar who missed it in the morning. So the question is, but according to the Tosfos HaRosh, whenever there's a Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa, Parsha Zohar, then the bracha is Me'akev, because the Bichas HaTorah is Deraisa. So, and they lay in Parsha Zohar without a bracha. So it comes out that they didn't accomplish anything for the women. The women weren't Yotze. So the Prima Gadim points this out. Prima Gadim didn't miss this. He quotes this Tosfos HaRosh. Was Medayik, whenever the bracha is deraisa, then the bracha should be miyakiv on a mitzvah deraisa, and raises the issue, what about Parsha Zohar? It should come out that the bracha is miyakiv. But it's interesting, the last rabbi in Kovna, when you go touring in Lithuania, Kovna used to be a big city in Lithuania, capital Kovna in Lithuania. So when you go touring, so in a lot of the shuls, they have a photograph of the Kovna Rav, the Dvar Avram, the one who wrote the Shalosh Shiva Dvar Avram. He was also from Beis Arab. He was a Beis Arab means that those who are descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That was considered a big yichus. Those who are descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Those who are descendants of the Bnei Goyim. That's not considered a big yichus. I don't know why. The question why. But those who are descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's called the Beis Arab. So the Dvar Avram was from the Beis Arab, and he also learned in Balazhin when he heard Shurim from Abchaim Soloveitchik, and in his Chubas, he has the new style of Chubas, where you analyze the Gemaras and you give the Urim and the Gemara, and you pass Kanshavas based on your Hezbeir and the Gemara. So he has Shavas and Chubas. So he has, I think, a Shaila that Rabbi Chana Vasserman wrote to him. How come none of the poskim ever brought up this issue? He didn't realize that Prima Gadim brings it up. Prima Gadim is a major poskim. But Rabbi Hanan says, how come none of the poskim ever brought up this issue that you can't be entered Pasha Zachar unless you say the brachas based on that Tetzvah HaRosh and brachas after as well? So he says, the answer is, like it says in the Rishami, the answer is that we don't follow the Rishami. The Bichas HaTorah, they write it once a day, every day. So all the men and the women said Bichas HaTorah in the morning. You don't say Bichas HaTorah again when you're laying 5 minutes before Mincha on Shabbos Parshas Zochi. You don't say again Bichas HaTorah. That Bichas HaTorah is only the Rabbanim. The Babli holds everything the opposite from the Yishami. Yishami holds Bichas HaTorah for the Yochid once a day, every day is only the Rabbanim. It's only the Raisa when you're laying Talmud Torah B'tzibur, when you're laying Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Like Hakel, that's a Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, or the Kangodal Yom Kippur, that's a Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, okay? But the Brichas HaTorah B'yachid is only with the Rabbanim. And the Babli holds just the reverse, that the Brichas HaTorah, the Raisa is only once a day, every day, and everybody ready said in the morning. And the fact that when you're laying Kriyas HaTorah, you say again Brichas HaTorah, that's only with the Rabbanim. So that's what the Rabbi Chana Vasserman sent a letter to the Dvar Avram, which he includes in the Tshuva Dvar Avram. He includes a letter from Rabbi Chana. So again, so the Tosfei HaRosh made a deal on that Lashon HaGemara that appears in Brachas Daf Tezvav. Gemara says, if a person is Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'Eino Shomea, and he's Mafrish in Mafrish Truma, the Truma is Chal, even if you hold that Lo Hishmiri Ozna Lo Yotza, so he wasn't Yotze, the Bracha HaShem Kedushana the Mitzvah V'Tzivano, Allah Farashas Truma, he wasn't Yotze because Lo Hishmiri Ozna, we pass from Lo Hishmiri Ozna is Yotze, even in Kriyashma. But even if you hold that's a Machlis, a beauty radiation in the Mishnah, the Gemara says we pass from the Hakel. But even if you would have held like the Shita that Lo Yotze, not Yotze, the Bracha, but the Hafrasha is Chal. Because the bracha is only the Rabbanan, the hafrasha is a mitu deraisa, and the bracha the Rabbanan can't be that it's ma'akev in the mitu deraisa. So, and that same motion of the mar can't be a bracha the Rabbanan's ma'akev in the mitu deraisa. A Yosef Engel has a different deal, the opposite direction. The Gemara says it cannot be. The logic of the Gemara was it's a mitu deraisa, and the bracha is only the Rabbanan. It cannot be that you're not yet in the mitu deraisa because of the bracha which is only the Rabbanan. So the Tosfei HaRosh made a deal, if the bracha would be deraisa, then it would be me'akev than a mitzvah deraisa. But the Yosef Engel makes a deal in the other direction. If the mitzvah would only be a mitzvah mederabbanan, and the bracha is mederabbanan, ta'im amru. The Chachamim were the ones who introduced a mitzvah of hadlokas neres Chanukah and Nikra Megillah and all the mitzvahs mederabbanan. They're the ones who introduced a takana to recite brichas hamitzvah before performing a mitzvah. So the Zrum to argue the point and say that the Bichas HaMitzvah will be me'akev on a mitzvah of the Rabban. Bichas HaMitzvah is not me'akev on a mitzvah deraisa, because when the Torah gave the mitzvah deraisa, the Bichas HaMitzvah didn't exist yet. They can't say the bracha is me'akev. But when the Chachamim introduced the mitzvah of the Rabban, and they're the same Chachamim who introduced the idea of Bichas HaMitzvah, then the Zrum to say, hey mama, hey mama. When they formulated the mitzvah Rabbanan, they made the takan, you run the earth and the mitzvah Rabbanan if you recite the bracha. We don't hold like that. We hold that we don't accept that deal. Even if the mitzvah is a mitzvah the Rabbanan, you still don't say that the bracha is me'akev. It's not necessarily the same chacham. It could be that the chacham in a different generation. not necessarily, you can't always say, hey, mama, hey, mama. The same rabbis who introduced the mitzvah, mitzvah Megillah, were the ones who introduced the idea of Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore, if you didn't say the bracha, you're not yet. No, not necessarily the same rabbis. So we assume not like that deal. Rabbi Yossi Bengel has a Rashi and Sukkah. He thinks that that's what Rashi says. It's a problematic Rashi, but it doesn't necessarily have to be interpreted the way Rabbi Yossi Bengel said. But that's what we assume, that a bracha is not mi'akev, not mi'akev, not in the mitzvah deraisa, not mi'akev in the mitzvah derabbanan either. The Nadi Yehuda has several volumes of collected drushes that he gave. Interesting style of drushes. Some of the drushes, they would take the six cases of Yalkigam that we passed in like Abaya against the Rava, and it would make everything Rishitasa. That all the six are really one and the same, and show how they're all connected. So that he has that more than one. Nadi Yehuda has that more than one. Then it's interesting, on Shabbat Shubah, Nadi Yehuda used to give mutter for an hour. Why they violate this din, why they violate that din, why they violate the other din. In one of his sermons on Shabbat Shubah, one of the drushes that he gave, he threatened to resign from the Rabbanus in Prague, from the big city in Prague, because the Balabatim are saying, Bar Minim Zainis, over bagels. He said, bagels are hamaitzi. What kind of Bar Minim is that? You have to wash them and say hamaitzi, you have to bench Bichus Hamazin. And he's complaining, I told you this last year. And I see this, people still didn't change. People still just saying Bari Minim Zainis on the bagel. Why did they say Bari Minim Zainis? Because how do you make the bagel have the texture and the flavor that it has? They take the raw, they mix flour with water and they make the dough. And then they dip the raw bagel into burning hot water for a few moments, a couple of seconds. And then it's not roi lachila, it's still raw dough. And then they put it and they bake it in the oven. But because of that dipping it into the burning hot water, that has a whole different flavor, a whole different texture, and it tastes different. So there is a Gemara in Pesachim, we may get to it later in the year. If we won't be lazy, we'll get to a lot of Gemaras this year. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, if you first cooked the dough, you made it edible, and then you baked it, then it's not hamoitzi, then it's burning in the goodness. Yes, so the Nadi Yehuda says that's only if you cooked it and you made it roi lachila by the cooking. But here you cooked it just to give it that texture. It's still raw dough. It's not roi lachila after you dipped it in the burning hot water for half a minute or so. But that's not covered. That's the case of the bagel. It's not covered with this gemara. So the Nadi Yehuda was threatening to resign from his rabbanah. Said there must be something wrong with me. Apparently, I'm not able to convey my message to the public, and I should step down from the rabbanah. They have to say hamotzi on the bagels. Okay, so in that collection of drushes, he has this drushes for Shabbos Shuvah that the particular chatoim that the Balabatim do. That he points out another one. The common practice was like this: he says that you wash until you're dying for bread, and then you talk all you want until you're about to say the bracha Hashem Kedushon and the choice of the Tzivan on until you're dying. After you say the bracha, then you dry your hands. Taisus defended their meaning that it's still like the lasiyas because you didn't dry your hands yet. So that's the gemara of the mitzvah, like nanuim, like the previous Taisus said. And Zion and Beis, Lotzis, Bila Masa Lotzis, and Taisus says, since you didn't do the nanuim yet, and the nanuim is a hidden mitzvah deraisa, because the gemara says the hadasim menar, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, the hadasim and the arabs have to be 3 tefachim tall. And the lulav has to be 3 tefachim plus an extra tefach and kedei l'naneibo. I but midag be'nafik paid the nanuim anat miyakei. But you see that l'chatchila you need nanuim. So since it's a l'chatchila deraisa, so it means that the mitzvah is not yet completed. It tells me you didn't do the nanuim. Also, the Gemara says the last daf in lulav agosel. So the Gemara quotes a long brisa. Katna hayadel in kasan hayadel hisateif. If a cotton knows how to put on a talus properly, then there's a din of chinuch. When is the cotton he gives a chinuch? When he's able to fulfill a mitzvah, the shleimusa. And cut the hair there, his ateif, Rashi writes in Erchen on that same Gemara, there's the beginning of Erchen. Cut the hair there, his ateif means he knows that you put on the talus with the right hand and you take it off with the left hand. Because if you take off the talus, if you're a righty, you yank off the talus with the right hand, you demonstrate as if you want to get rid of the mitzvah. If you're a righty, you take off the talus with the left hand, you show that you're not so keen about taking off the talus. Same thing when you take off the Tzumah Shel Rosh. Instead of, if one is a righty, you shouldn't take off the Tzumah Shel Rosh, but the right hand, you should take it off with the left hand to show that it's a kosher like Pedaschim. So that's how Rashi learns. He knows that you put on the talus with the right hand, you take it off with the left hand. So then it says, if the cut knows how to be melaneya, the father has to buy him the dollar meter. Why do you need cut melaneya? Then he knew it's not melaneya. The answer is, the cotton is only considered a gear lechinach when he's able to fulfill a mitzvah bishlei musa. If he's not able to fulfill a mitzvah bishlei musa, isn't it? That's a machlekes bisham and bishilo. When does the gear lechinach begin? So the Mishnah in Sukkot quotes that the mice of the yoga chan. Shammai Hazaken had a son, and he had a daughter-in-law, son was married. So she had a baby boy, and the little infant was a little baby, and she had just had the baby. But she was not in a mood. The Yoledes was not in a condition to go sleep in the sukkah, because she may catch a cold, she may get sick. So nonetheless, Shammai Hazaken took off the roof of the bedroom where she was sleeping, and he put schach on because of the tinek, because of the young child. But the young child was shaloh higir lachinuch. So the Shammai Hazaken is of the opinion, when the child is physically able to sleep in the sukkah, he's not going to get sick. You have to put him in the sukkah, even though he's not able to do anything on his own. So we don't follow the Shammai's opinion. We hold that every mitzvah depends, is he able to fulfill a mitzvah bishlei musa? Let's say to eat matzah. If the cotton is able to eat a kazayis pech d'achilos pas, then you have him, then he's higir l'chinuch. And if the cotton is able to cut a hedela nanea, then the father has to buy him tzadadim. If he's not hedela nanea, he will be yotze b'niyedet b'agbei nafatei. But the higir l'chinuch only begins when the child is able to fulfill a mitzvah bishlei musa on his own. Well, let's say the Shammai and the Bishul have in the opening Mishnah Chagiga. It's Machlekes of what age does the father have to be Machanach his son to be Oyla Regal on Shabbos Regalim, Mitzvah Bali Oyla Regal. So Shammai, the Shammai of the opinion, if you can hold, the father can hold the child on his shoulders, and the father will climb up the staircase. It's a big staircase that leads up to the top of Arabayis, where the Oyla Regalim would go up. So it's Yochel Lirkov Al Ksefer Shalavis. So then the father has to take an itam chinach to be oyle regal. And Bishul will say no. When he's yoch aleches, biyod b'shalav, the la'alot b'raglav. When the child is able to walk on his own, the mitzvah, the cotton is only called the gil chinach, is able to fill the mitzvah bishlei musa. So nachamo. So the practice was, it's a kind of practice today also, people were washing tefillin to die. And they're saying, Psukim Sudech and Kodesh Avoch as Hashem, saying all the time. Psukim are carrying on a conversation with the person next to them. They talk all they want until they're about to decide the Bracha, Shekinishon, and Tetzvano, on the Tilus Yodan. And then, after they say the Bracha, they do the Miguv. That's what Tyson says. As long as he didn't fulfill the Mitzvah Bishle Musa yet, he didn't do the Miguv. So it's still like the Nasiyasim, like before the Nanuin. Even though Mirag Bein Afik Bey, but you're not in the kind of mitzvah bishlei musa until you do the nanun. So until you do the niguv, you're not yet yotzei the mitzvah. And after say the bracha on the tefillah shel Yom Kippur, they don't say a word until after they say hamotzi. So the Maariv Yehuda in his drasha for Shabbos Shulchan says it's all incorrect. Strictly speaking, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't talk, you shouldn't be mesiach das in between the time you said you washed the tefillah shel Yom Kippur and the time you say hamotzi. Strictly speaking, Mikir Adin, if someone asks you a question, you can give a monosyllabic answer, yes, no, maybe. You can give it. You shouldn't go into a long conversation. It's a nice chumah not to say a word, but that's only a chumah. But he says, but to talk in between the Nativus Adin and the reciting of the bracha, that's Mikir Adin. He says, normally the din is, Normally, the Gemara quotes Amarav Yudah Marav. It was a perception in the last Perek and Brachas, Perek Vav and Brachas. He should really say, Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mevarech Aleihem Oivel Asiyos. The Brachas should be recited immediately before performing the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. And once you said the Bracha, you shouldn't be mafsik. You shouldn't talk in between the Bracha and the Asiyos HaMitzvah. And if you do talk, then the Gemara says you have to repeat the Bracha. Why? Because if you talk in between the Bracha and the Tchilas Asiyos HaMitzvah, this is Mevatel Atziruf, and the Bracha does not relate to the mitzvah. So he says over here with the minigis of the Balei HaTesis that they recite the Bracha after Netilas Yadayim. This is not to make a light plug, because sometimes the person just went to the Beis HaKiseh and not the Kiseh, so he's not allowed to say a Bracha. So they made a light plug, he always said the Bracha after Netilas Yadayim. The Deikah Din of Sahafsik is in between the Netilas Yadayim and the reciting of the Bracha. So if you're going to talk in between the Netilas, many people do this. You're going to talk in between the Netilas Yadayim and the bracha will not relate back to the Netilas Yadayim. So what's the din? You have to wash over again? No. The Netilas says the bracha is not Neakiv, even though the Netilas Yadayim is only the Rabbanim, and the bracha is the Rabbanim. He doesn't go along with the basis angle of the suggestion that whenever the mitzvah is the Rabbanim, and the bracha is the Rabbanim, and the bracha should be Neakiv. So he says, no, you wash the Netilas Yadayim. And you plan to say the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim right afterwards, and you talk. So finished. So you did the mitzvah. You said the mitzvah in the Tilus Yadayim. And don't say the bracha now. If you say the bracha, it'll be a bracha about Tomer. Because you won't be able to relate back to the mitzvah in the Tilus Yadayim. And that's what we pointed out, that the same should be true regarding lichtenshin. The minig by many women is, I mentioned yesterday that this is on the Memphis when he moved there to Israel. So he, Chacham Avadia was mentioning this in the Tshuva. So he heard it from the son of Rabbi Zalman after Rabbi Zalman passed away already. He couldn't hear it directly from him. But the son said when his parents moved to Eretz Yisrael, his father told his mother, from now on, you should say the bracha before Hadlokah Samir. But the common practice all over the world is that by the Ashkenazim, that they follow the Ramah. That the meaning is the women say the bracha, Hadlok Nesh Al Shabbos, Hadlok Nesh Al Yontif. Yontif, they say the bracha before, but Hadlok Nesh Al Shabbos, common practice is that they say the bracha after the Hadlokah Samir. So many women have the practice, they light the candles and then they carry out a whole conversation. And they say, Yeyotzen, and all kinds of prinas and prilas, and they blow out the match and they walk back to the kitchen, do a whole bunch of things. Then they finally come back and they close their eyes, and then they say, Bach Lahabig Nash on Shabbat. He said, there's so many hafsokas in between the hadlake and the reciting of the bracha. So the yotze the hadlake already, the bracha is not liake. If they say the bracha after doing so many hafsokas, the bracha will not relate back to the hadlaka. In the hadlaka, they were yotze. You yotze the bracha without, you yotze the mitzvah without the bracha. The bracha is not miyakiv, even though the mitzvah of hadlaka saneris is only mid the rabbana. It's not a mitzvah in a term. So reciting the bracha would be a bracha without tolah. That's the Nadi Yehuda points that out. In the Drushin Hatzlach, he wrote the Tzlach, Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. I think his mother's name was Chaya. So he wanted to memorialize his mother. People think that it has to do with Zionism. Tzion has nothing to do. He was a Zionist also, but it has nothing to do with Zionism. It's Tzion, the Nefesh Chaya, a commemoration of the soul of his mother Chaya. Yeah, so that's based on the assumption that that the bracha is not miyakiv even on a mitzvah de rabbanon. So if the practice is to say the bracha on the tivus adayim of lahabek neshal shabbos after the mitzvah, and you're going to talk in between the asiris hamitzvah and the bracha, so you get to the mitzvah and don't say the bracha. You say the bracha, be a bracha l'matom. The Rosh here raises an issue, an interesting issue. He says, the Goyim have tshuvas. A person recites the bracha, oivel asiyosan, immediately before he starts the bedikas chomet. That's how the sugya begins on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The bracha has to be recited over Lafiyasam, so does it make more sense to say Shikrishana bin Sasnanu, the virus achamet, or Albiya sounds like we did it already. Sounds like it was already taken care of. In Lahabah, the bracha should always be over Lafiyasam, so the bracha should really be in the Lashon of Lahabah. Lahabah would be the virus achamet, it's going to be the virus achamet. How exactly is he going to be Mevai B'chamit? He's saying the bracha immediately before he starts the Bidika. So I remember when we learned Psalchim Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Bedikah is the Trilas Habiyur. Where do you get such a name from? Bedikah is the Trilas Habiyur. So he gave the mashal that the Gemara and Abu Dazar comment on the Pasuk. When we come to Eretz Yisrael, Abay Abdunas Kalam Kamas Asher Abdusham Abraimus Alhei Malaharim, etc. They have to destroy all the Abu Dazaris in Eretz Yisrael. The Din of Ibn Abu Dazar even applies in Chutz La'aretz, but the Gemara says there's a stronger chiyuv, it's a bigger chiyuv in Eretz Yisrael, because in Chutz La'aretz, you have to talk to the Shavu Shachrera. If I buy a house and the neighbor tells me that the tree that's planted in front of the house was planted with Shem Asherah, that was a couple of years ago. Someone bought a home in Teaneck, and the next door neighbor was a Jewish person. So he told them that the tree in front of the house that this Jewish person just bought was planted by these Indians, the Shem Abadizara, and every morning they would dress up like a Yontav Dik Shabbadik and bow down to the tree and offer a prayer. And each one would put on his school uniform, school clothes or work clothes, and each one would go to work and go to school. But every single day they would pray to this tree. There's Mamish and Abba Dazar. And the person to the next door neighbor, it's not his tree. He's not Mechayiv. It's not Eretz Yisrael. Tinek is not Eretz Yisrael. So the next door neighbor wasn't Mechayiv to destroy the Asherah, but the one who bought that area, the one who bought that house, and he owns the tree in front, it's his responsibility to destroy the Asherah. So the Rabbanim were discussing how you're going to chop it down, it's going to grow again. So they had to pour it in poison, not that it shouldn't grow some more. And they were discussing, I don't remember what the Maspana was. Is there a bracha to be recited when you destroy Abu Dazar? What's the Nusach HaBracha? I don't remember what they came up with at the time. So in Chutz Lords, you have to talk to Shari Shachar. It's not your responsibility to be Nusach in the whole world. If you have a house, you bought a house, and the house has a Abu Dazar in it, it's your responsibility to go destroy. And I'm going to go to all the churches and go destroy all the Abu Dazars and Chutzlars. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is such an obligation. We are Mechayiv. Unfortunately, the Jewish government is unable to fulfill the mitzvah right now. If they'll destroy all but the Abu Dazar in Eretz Yisrael, there'll be the Third World War. The whole United Nations will gang up against the Jewish state, and they'll close down the whole Medina. You have to have freedom of religion. You have to let people worship Abu Dazar all they want. But then there's no din of Yehor Gaga. There's a din of Yehor Gaga, but you're not allowed to worship Abu Dazar. But the Pashto said there's no din of Yehor Gaga, and the mitzvah be a Abu Dazar. The Gemara understands this from the case of Lashon Abay Ti Abdun. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Abenu, word for word and letter for letter, then when he dictated the Chumash, they would dictate dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way people speak. A lot of times people repeat themselves unnecessarily, and they say extra phrases or the missing phrases. That doesn't mean anything. So if you have a case of Lashon, a lot of times the Chumash repeat the whole din Mishul Gavarechesh and his Chadish and the Parsha. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Chumash was not dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a sloppy fashion. Every word means something. So whenever you have Mishanis Kfulin, Nosin Titan, Hanik Tanik, Pesach Tiftach, Mos Yumas, whenever you have the Kefal Oshin, so Rabbi Kiva will dashin something. But here it says also, Abay Ti Abdun is Kol HaMikon. It's why the Kefal Oshin? So the Gemara and Abba Dizara, we follow Rabbi Kiva. Whenever there's a Mishanis Kfulin, we dashin something. So the Gemara dashins, Abay Ti Abdun, Abay Ve'achakach Ti Abdun. When Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael with the Jewish army, so they had to first destroy all the obvious locations of Abu Dazar. And then, after the whole war was all over, then in Eretz Yisrael, Torach L'Sham Shachrera, they have to search out to find out where there are more. Even though the Abu Dazars are hidden, they're not exposed, not in an obvious location, but in Eretz Yisrael, Torach L'Sham Shachrera, you have to figure out where the Abu Dazars are hidden, you have to destroy everything. So Rav Soloveitchik said that you see that to be Baidek, to search for the Abu Dazara, is the Chilas HaMitzvah of the Bior Abu Dazar. So he said, maybe there's room to say, by Bior Chomet, there's Achmei Amrishim Tashbisu, there's a mitzvah to destroy the Chomet. So there's room to say, just like by Bior Abu Dazar in Eretz Yisrael, the Bedike is the Trilas Habir, the Bedike is the beginning of the Mitzvah. So too, may the Rabbanan, maybe even the Natera, maybe the Bedikah. Maybe the Bedikas Chameis is the Trilos HaMitzvah of the Biur of the Chameis. That's why you say you don't say Bracha Shevishan Zunatzah of Bedikas Chameis. Abdikas Chameis is only a Mitzvah in the Rabbanan. You want to say Abir Chameis. That's a Mitzvah in the Torah. And the Bedikah is the Trilos HaBir. And that's why we already say the Bracha al Biur Chameis. The Rosh does not say that. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rosh does not say that. The Rosh is working on the assumption. Maybe it's working on the assumption that Achbe Amorishim Tashbisu means to destroy. And Bedikah has no room at all here. Why don't you say, just like by Abu Dazar, the Bedikah is the Trilos HaBir. So when I gave the Shia Pticha before the Tuesday night before this month began on Wednesday morning, I mentioned that it could be. That's not that the same mitzvah beer Abu Dazar is different than Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The mitzvah beer Abu Dazar is only obvious Abu Dazar. Toch Rishar Shachler is not part of the mitzvah beer Abu Dazar. Maybe that's a separate mitzvah. That if Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jewish people, we have to have a clean country. We have to have a clean country. You shouldn't have garbage thrown all over the place. You shouldn't allow people to burn tires and to burn garbage in public. And you shouldn't allow everybody else to be around. But maybe that's the chelik of the mitzvah of Misha there at Yisrael. The chayva, abeiti abdun, the tzorach v'shara shachra, maybe that's because of the mitzvah of Misha there at Yisrael. But even the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael today are not in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz. Chol Zman HaBir Zavod Yisrael there. That's how the Pesukim and the Chumash seem to say. I had an uncle who passed away years ago. He used to teach in Maimonides in Boston. He lived in Boston for many years. So he says he once suggested this to Rav Soloveitchik, that the mitzvah of the added of a beer of the desire in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz, that the mitzvah of living in Eretz is not fully observed, not fully, it's not complete, because man you have a desire. He said, Rav Soloveitchik thought that it could be. He thought that it may be correct, that's the simple meaning of the psukim. It could be that it's not that the bedikah is the trilos habir. No, the bedikah is because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz, that's the proper way to live in Eretz Yisrael, that it should be a clean country. So the Rosh raises the question, why is the Nusach HaBracha al-Bir Chametz? Why shouldn't it be al-Bedikas Chametz? That's how Rashi said that the Bedikah is the Trilos HaBir, like you find by Abu Dazar and Eretz Yisrael. And the Rosh doesn't say that. So the Rosh gives a different answer that's very interesting. He says, because HaBreda Toch Sheyavat Be'el, that the Bimabat L'Chametz immediately after the Bedikah and the Bitul Chametz, was the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds the bittul is the key of mitzvah. Ach me'amrishim tashbisu, the Targum Onkel says to vatlon. So Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Bittul chametz is just the haram, is just an eitzah. El chay atarei, aval atarei, shalachem, shal gabay, shat the chametz is shal hefkiri. You're not in violation of Yerod by matzah. So Taisus holds that bittul chametz is not any key of mitzvah, just an eitzah taiva. It's a way to avoid violation of Baal Yivar. It's a harama. It's a shtick. It's a hamtzor. A patent. But Rashi holds that it's a key mitzvah. So that's what the Rosh says. Since the Chachamim introduced a Berlin Torah Sheivatel, so right after he's going to do the Bedikah, it's going to be Mevakel. So that's why he has to say the Bracha. Al Birachamim. Because the people is going to be a key of the Birachamim. That's really, that's what the Rosh writes. That's really very questionable. Because the Gemara says, Bidikal Belev, Sagi. If he's Mavat Lachamed Beliba, it's good. So the Rishonim have a whole discussion. What do you mean, Beliba? You just have a Machshava? You don't even have to say it? That's a question in general. Whenever there's a din of Machshava, let's say Machshava Spiegel. Or you bring a carbon and you have a Machshava Shin in Baila, Machshava Kodesh. Or when you have to put, you have to write, it says a Torah Lishma, you have to write a Get Lishma. So Lishma means Dibur, or Lishma means Machshava. So that's the Feresh and Machlekes in the Rishonim. And the Rosh in Hilchas Sefer writes that it depends on the Machlekes in Tesis when you talk about Machshava's Tibur, Machshava's Shine Baila, Machshava's Kodesh, Shalom Lishma, whether Machsheva Spiegel means Dibur or Machsheva Spiegel means Machshava. So if Machsheva Spiegel means Dibur, then Machsheva Lishma needs a Dibur also. So this is, so that's the question. The Gemara says, the bitul b'leiv sadi. If the owner of the chametz is mevatel b'libo, it's good enough. So some say b'libo, then it will be b'libo. Others say b'libo means he doesn't have to be mashmi al yozma. Even though in kol ha-terekulam and every year fulfill a mitzvah b'amire, there's machleg zadiru ad yosef, we spoke about previously, whether he needs zach l'ashmi al yozma or not. But even if you, the way we pass can ain't zach l'ashmi al yozma, if lo yishmir liyazdam is yaitzeh the kriyashma, is yaitzeh the davening, is yaitzeh the brachas, the kiddush, and so on. But l'chatril, everyone agrees you have to have mashmir liyazdam. Haskei su shma yisra. The Gemara says, based on that passage, everyone agrees l'chatril, a mitzvah of amir should really be mashmir liyazdam. But here, by the Bidikas Chum, it says, mevatel b'liboy, so they quote the Ramban, says, mevatel b'liboy doesn't mean b'liboy, means b'dibor, but it means everyone agrees you don't have to be mashmir liyazna. So that's a question. There's a Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach where he writes, if one is about to be mevatel lachametz on Erev Pesach in the morning, if he got to be mevatel lachametz on Leil Pesach, and he's about to be mevatel lachametz on Erev Pesach in the morning, should he recite the bracha? How can you say a bracha? That's according to the Rosh, that's what the bracha was all about last night. And repeat the same bracha. And according to the Rosh, why do you say the bracha before you're about to do the bedikah? You should say the bracha after the bedikah, before you're about to do the bedikah. I don't really understand this Rosh. So there's the Beis Yosef that says like this: you only recite a bracha when you're about to do a maisa hamitzah. If you're going to fulfill a mitzvah, the machshava, let's say, for instance, as Aves Hashem, a Yiras Hashem. But there is no Maisa mitzvah for Aves Hashem, a Yiras Hashem. So whenever you're mekayim a mitzvah, the machshava, but there's no Maisa mitzvah, then there's no bracha. We spoke about it the other day. We said, Kol Dovish and Mishim Shvus, where goes all the Ben Hashmashes. Let's say it's Ben Hashmashes, Friday night after Mishkiya, before Tzeisek Kochavim, that's what we call Ben Hashmashes. So Tafik Yom, Tafik Laila. So you're not allowed to do any malachas. You're not permitted to do any malachas. But then there's a machlokes hatanaim, and we pass in halachic kirebi, called Abish and Mishim Shvus, like Gozu Alabena Shmosh. If something is only a Zera Kala, if it's really a malachim, the Rabbanim, there's no hetek. If it's a Zera Hamura, there's no hetek. If it's a Zera Kala, then we would be nekel. Ben Hashmashes is it b'makom mitzvah or b'makom hefsedmiru b'makom tzara gadol. So called Abish and Nishim Shuris leGadol or Ben Hashmashes. So let's say years ago, they didn't have electric lights in the house. So the Balabastan forgot the benchlich, and it's already after the Shkia. So it's not about a light candle after the Shkia. It's a Safik Zeraisa Luchum, a Safik Yam Safik Laila. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Mishkan as Yankin says you shouldn't follow the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskin that Amir Olenachri is Mutter Ben Hashmashes. Because that's a Gzera Kalo. Mishkan is saying that things are Gzera Hamura. Maybe it's a Malachim and Rabban, it's Machomet. You can't be Mekal on that. Even though they're going to, the alternative is they're going to be sitting in the dark. It's a Tzara Gadol. It's a big Tzara Chmitta. Today, when you have the electric lights are on, and they're not going to be sitting in the dark. So you're probably not allowed to ask a Goy to light candles in Ashmashin. So the house is lit up anyway. But in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have any electric light. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens and the Mishnah Berurah leaves it like that. That to do amira the nachli, to have the nachli light neris for Shabbos would be mutar ben hashmashes. So then the Magen Avraham had done, and if the Baba Basta had the nachli light neris ben hashmashes, then the Baba Basta should recite the bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvos v'tumanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. So the Mishkan is Yankiv doesn't like it for two reasons. So first of all, he thinks Amir Nanachri is a Gzera Hamura. It's Mocham. You can't be Mekal at all, Ben Ashmash. He doesn't accept the whole Kula of the Mechab. But then he says what the Magen Avraham said. That you say Bracha, Mahadlik Neshal Shabbos says, but she didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah. The Bracha is always incited by the one who does the Maisa Mitzvah, not by the one who is Mekayim the Mitzvah. person has Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, in the time a big mitzvah, but you're not doing a Maisa mitzvah, so there's no bracha. And if I do you a favor, you don't feel one. You're asking to do a favor to nail up all the mezuzahs on your house. I'm nailing mezuzahs. I'm doing a mitzvah, Milos Chasadim, I'm doing you a favor. But you're in fulfillment that you live in the house. Your house now has mezuzahs on it, so you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of mezuzah. You don't say the bracha al kriyas mezuzah. The good next door neighbor, the good friend who put up the mezuzah and says the bracha. But the good friend who did him a favor is doing a mitzvah of mezuzah chasadim. He's not performing a mitzvah of mezuzah. The answer is, but he's doing the maisa mitzvah of the kriyas mezuzah. The bracha is decided by the one who does the maisa mitzvah, not by the one who has the kriyam mitzvah. Such a Magen Avraham, he said, also, the Magen Avraham says, what if I move into an apartment that already has mezuzahs, kosher mezuzahs from the previous tenant in the apartment? So the Magen Avraham says, you don't say bracha mekvoya mezuzah, because the mezuzahs are up already, and when you move in, you should recite a bracha, shekadishana b'mitzvah, sabati vano, ladur babayis, sheyesh bo mezuzah. The many achrenim disagree, the Birkei Yosef, if you look on the Pesachei Tshuva and Yeredeya, the end, the last page in Hilchos Mezuzah, that he quotes this Magen Avraham, that when you move into an apartment that has kosher mezuzahs, you recite a bracha, shekadoshana b'mitzvah, so it's called a ladur babay sheyesh bo mezuzah, because the Chidor writes in the Birkei Yosef, Chidor lived in the 1700s, he lived in Europe, he was a mishulach to raise money for the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. He used to travel around all over Europe and raise money and send it to Eretz Yisrael to the yeshivas, into the Aniyim and Eretz Yisrael. So he, wherever he went, he would always look in the different royal libraries to see what Tisrayah they had. He was the first one who found all these Me'iris all over the place. And whenever he found something, the Chodesh Dik and the Me'iris that we never heard of in any other region, he would copy it down and write it in his safe. And now we have all the Me'iris. Now everything was printed from the manuscript. He was the one who copied them over. Whenever he would come to a community, that was the first question he asked. Where is there a royal library? He wants to look at all the manuscripts, all the kitzvah that they had, and he would copy down important things from the Rishon. So his name, he was the Chidor Azulai, Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He was not a Kohen. Some people say that Azulai is a Russian David, Isha Zayde Bachalol Alo Yitochu. That was the name of a family of Kohanim. That they're not going to marry Zayin of a Chalala, it's not true. They say Azulai is a Goyish name. It's a guy like a Smith, like a Johnson. Azulai is a Goyish name, it has nothing to do with Purim. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. I remember years ago we had a student in the college, his name is Azulai. I asked him if he was a Kohen. He said, no, it has nothing to do with Purim. That's what the Achrenim said. So the Chidor has many, many Swarm. I think he has over 80 Swarm he wrote. So in the Birkei Yosef, the time is against this Magen Avraham. How can you say you recited bracha shekadoshanim and said to my Lord, mezuzah? You didn't do a kriyas mezuzah. You only recited bracha when you do a maisa mitzvah. So that Magen Avraham is the shitasa that he says that the balabaster recites the bracha la'adlik nesh on Shabbos when she asks the nachri to do the malacha to be madlik neris. Then Ashmashi, there also she's not doing the maisa mitzvah. We don't accept either of these Magen Avrahams, accepted practices, one only besides the bracha, when you're about to perform a maisa hamitzvah. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. Hilchos Pesach, like that person did B'dikas Chametz last night, and he forgot to do the Bitul Chametz, then on Erev Pesach in the morning, he's going to burn the Chametz and he's going to say Kol Chamira. So why? Maybe he should say then the bracha Al Bir Chametz when he does the Bitul. So the Beis Yosef says, since Mikra did Bitul Balei's dissufficient, he seems to be learning literally Bita B'Lev, not like the Ritvor quoted the Ramban, that Bita B'Lev means Pinsach Lashmer Yazna, but you do need Amir. He seems to be assuming that Bita B'Lev literally is enough. So since there's no Mais HaMitzvah, so there's no Bichas HaMitzvah, if there's no Mais HaMitzvah. There's such a Mechaber in Hilchos Bichas HaTorah. There's a separate Siman, and Siman and Brother, so that before you start learning in the morning, you have to recite Bichas HaTorah. So the Mechaber writes that Hamaharher b'dibretar, a person is thinking and learning, doesn't have to recite Birchas HaTorah. And Bir Agva disagrees. Says, what do you mean? Hamaharher b'dibretar, b'hagisa b'yam avaloy. Hagisa means hegyan alei. Hegemli Bilifanecha, Shem Tzuri Begrayali. So Haragit Beyamavad means you should think of learning. Of course you should say Bechas HaTer. Is the key mitzvah of Tam HaTerah. So some interpret that the reason why the Mechaber Paskins you don't recite a bracha Amhara B'Divrei Torah is because there's never a bracha unless there's a Maisa HaMitzvah. So if you're reciting Psukim, that's considered a Maisa HaMitzvah. Just thinking, there's no bracha on a Machshava, like the Beis Yosef himself wrote with respect to Pitul Baleis. If the person didn't say the bracha last night, the Shas B'Dikas Chamed, and in the morning when it burns, the Chamed is going to say Kol Chamira, the second Kol Chamira, the Bitul, he doesn't say a bracha because he could have been the Vakal Beliber. Vakal Beliber, there's a Kiyam HaMitzvah, there's no Maisa HaMitzvah, and one only recites a Bichas HaMitzvah in connection with a Maisa HaMitzvah. That's why this Rosh is problematic. That's perhaps why Rav Soloveitchik gave his own interpretation. He said, why do you say the bracha? I'll be a Chomet before the Bidika, not because the Bidika is going to be followed with the Bitl. No, because the Bidika is the Chilas Kiyam HaMitzvah of the Bitl, like you have Bidikas HaVolizara. You have to search out in Eretz Yisrael. Bir Abed Yisrael is more common than Bir Abed Yisrael and Chutzlod. The Torah Lishar Shachrea. So the searching for the Abed Yisrael is going to lead you to the Bir of the Abed Yisrael. So that's the beginning of the Kiman. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, not like the Rosh. Because the Bidika will be followed with the Bitl, so therefore you already say the Broch on the Bitl. Then the Rosh quotes the Chuvas HaGanim, that's quoted, I think, the Rif, and others quoted over here, that a person shouldn't talk the whole time that he's doing B'dikas Chomet, from the time he says the Bracha, till he finishes the whole house. He can have many rooms in the house, so he says you shouldn't talk till the end of the whole B'dikas Chomet. And if he did talk, so he says, Yeshamim Samarish, the Rosh quotes in Machlok, Samarishan say, you got to repeat the Bracha. I'll be a Chomet, because you're in the middle of the mitzvah, you didn't finish yet. And others disagree, and they say, no, as long as you didn't talk in between the bruch and the trilos habdike, if one was mafsik in between the bruch and the trilos habdike, then the bruch doesn't relate to the, so then you have to repeat the bruch again. But if the person talked in the middle of the habdike, he started being biting, and then he was mafsik. Since the bruch already related to trilos habdike, you're not looking to repeat another bruch in the middle. That's the Rosh quotes the two opinions. So the Rosh finds the whole thing difficult. He says, all right, he understands why one would recommend one shouldn't talk about other things. He's not going to be paying attention to search for the Chomet. If you're going to talk in the middle about the learning, then you're not going to be paying attention to the B'dikas Chomet. You want him to be concentrating he has to remember what he's looking for. He's not looking for a Sefer, he's not looking to talk and learning. He should be looking for the Chomet, to search out the Chomet. But to say that you shouldn't talk to the end of the whole B'dikas Chomet, so he thinks it's incorrect. That's a person who says, Amotzi lechem min ha'aretz, and he swallows the first morsel of bread. And he says he's not allowed to talk till he finishes eating all of the bread. And the person says, let's say he's eating a meal, and he says, no Hamoti. He says, Barpi Adoma. He's going to have food throughout this. He's going to start off with pineapple. With a banana, that's Barpi Adam. Then he's going to have a vegetable soup plate. Then he's going to have some vegetable salad for dessert or something. He's going to have a lot of hadamas. He's not allowed to talk from the time he says Barpi Adam. By the time he finishes eating all of the food that requires a bracha Barpi Adam, he says, Mutal chachila to talk in the middle of the meal. You only need a syrup between the bracha and the tchila for achila. So he thinks the same is true regarding B'dikas Chomet, as long as the bracha is mitzvah, that the primus HaB'dikah is good enough, and then there's no din of hefsek in the middle. That's the shaila by Tkiya Shefer also. He assumed that also. You're not allowed to talk from the beginning, from the time you hear the bracha. Hashemar kol Shefer, Shachyoni, you're not allowed to talk till you finish hearing all of the tkiyas. And if you did talk, then in the machlokes HaRishonim comes, so you have to repeat the bracha. If you weren't fully yet to the mitzvah yet, if you didn't hear 30 kailos yet. And we pass can know if he spoke in the middle. But he added, you don't have to repeat the bracha because the bracha was already mixed up to the tchilas ha'shvika, to the tchilas ha'tkiya shefa. So the Rosh doesn't see why you're not allowed to talk in the middle. He says, just like by eating food, it's mutter la'tchila to talk in the middle. You should be mutter to talk in the middle of the tkiya, so you should be mutter to talk in the middle of the b'dikas chomet. this is really an observation pointed out. Why is it Takamuta to talk in the middle of the Achila? He understood that just like there is a Din Bira Halika Pater Satfela, let's say a person is having baked potatoes and he melts butter or margarine on top of the potato. So margarine is Shahakma potatoes or Adama. If he's going to have a lick of margarine before he starts eating the potatoes, then he has to say shahakol. If you're eating the tuffle before you eat the ikir, then you have to say bracha on the tuffle. If you're going to eat it together, or you're going to first eat the potatoes, then eat, then dip it into the margarine later. So you're eating the ikir first, but you're eating them together, then you say adama. So what do you mean? Barpi adama is the correct bracha for margarine or for butter? No. If a person is eating a bar of butter and he says, but God, dumb is not yours, even but he has it. You have to say, shakol on the butter. So the din is, means if you said a bracha on the ikir, then it's mutter to eat the tefela without a bracha. Not that the bar adam covers the butter. Bar adam doesn't cover butter. It doesn't grow from the ground. It can't cover it. But hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, the person says, hamotzi, that covers all the chicken, and all the everything in the middle of the meal. How can it cover everything in the meal? But it's not bread that grows from the ground. It's not much lechem in art. The answer is not that the biruch habeika pata satvela. The bracha relates to the tuffle. The bracha relates lam haboy machmas asuda. Everything is included. The bracha b'amotzi is chal on everything in the meal. No, you only need a bracha on the ikir, and the tuffle doesn't need a bracha. You only need a bracha on the first bit of food that you swallow. The rest of the food doesn't need a bracha. Just like you can eat tuffle, the tuffle doesn't need a bracha. So if you're eating a lot of the same thing, you said hamotzi, you didn't talk in between the hamotzi and the swallowing of the first bit of bread, then you're allowed to talk lachatchila, because the rest of the food doesn't need a bracha. So one can, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood, so one can distinguish and say, when do you say the rest of the food doesn't need a bracha, like the tuffle doesn't need a bracha, that's by bichas hanehenim. But by mitzvahs, maybe every time you do a mitzvah, you need a bracha. Every part of the mitzvah needs a bracha. So chatchila for sure. Not only because you should pay attention to the bedikas chametz. Maybe it's a taka din and hefsik. Not only does the chila of a mitzvah require a bracha, the gemara of the mitzvah also needs a bracha. So we can understand why the chatchila for sure you're not allowed to talk till you finish all the mitzvah. And why there's even an opinion that b'diavad, if you did talk in the middle of the b'dika, if you did talk in the middle of the kir shayfer, you would have to repeat a bracha. We paskin that as long as the bracha was chal on the tchilas ha-mitzvah, then you don't have to repeat the bracha b'diavad, but l'chatchila for sure. You shouldn't talk until you complete the mitzvah, because the whole mitzvah needs a bracha. It's not the same as b'chas ha-nani. The same thing that a person eats. He doesn't talk between hamotzi and the first bit of bread that he eats. And then he talks, he's going to have another bit of bread after. He talks in between the first little morsel of bread and the rest of the bread. The rest of the bread doesn't need a bracha. That's why there's no problem of hefsik. But by, let's say a person is going to shecht, when you go to the slaughterhouse and they're shechting chicken, so they shecht approximately 60 a minute. Every second they shecht, they have them all on a conveyor belt, and the nachri holds the wings down, the bird shouldn't flap around. And it goes very quickly, very, very quick. So the question is, he's going to shecht for an hour. And every minute he's going to shecht 50, 60 chickens. He's going to shecht quite a few hundred chickens he's going to shecht in the 1 hour. Then after an hour, they get someone else to take over. He can't concentrate for so long. You get exhausted shechting all these chickens. So what are you going to say? That only the shechita of the first chicken needs a bracha. The other 999 chickens, you're going to shecht 1,000 chickens, let's say. The other 999 chickens don't need a bracha. Why not? By food, you can say like that. Also, if you said a bracha on a little bit, and then you're going to repeat the eating the same thing, or you're going to have an ikum and a tofel. But the tafel doesn't require a bracha, and the repeating of eating another morsel of the same food doesn't require a bracha. But by mitzvahs, if you're going to shecht 1,000 chickens in an hour, maybe just like the first chicken needs a bracha, all the other 999 chickens also need a bracha. Anyway, that's a suffix in Taisus and Chulin, on the Apte Zayin. Amid Allah, so Taisus has the suffix. A person is going to shecht for an hour, The Meiser, when you go to the slaughterhouse, I remember I once went. So the Sheikh was checking the first 15 minutes or so, he didn't say do. He said a bracha al hashchita, checking the first chicken, second chicken, third chicken, around 15 minutes. Then you're ready to go off your mind. How can you keep on checking? And that process, he started talking and learning a little bit. Started talking al hashchita to review al hashchita. Because you can go out of your mind not to talk for an hour, just checking one chicken after the other, after the other. But if 2 days in Tosfos, if you're going to shecht many chickens, is it enough if you're not mafsik in between the bracha and the first shechita, if the first shechita was kosher? Or does the din require that the bracha has to relate to each and every shechita? There's room to distinguish, again, there's room to distinguish between birchas hanenin and birchas hanenin. There is an interesting Baal HaMo'ar in the end of Rosh Hashanah. The Baal HaMo'ar is always very interesting. Baal HaMo'ar had a brother. What was the brother's name? Rabbeinu Pinchas, Achi Rabbeinu, right. The Ritva every so often quotes the Rapa. The Rapa and the Rabbeinu Pinchas. The Rapa was a descendant. The reverse of Baal HaMo'ar. Baal HaMo'ar the Ra'o was a descendant of the Baal HaMo'ar. So the Baal HaMo'ar always has something original. The Ra'o always has something original. And the Ra'o's brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas, always has something original, something very different, totally different from everybody else. So the Baal HaMo'ar, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, writes that the practice that we have today, that the Baal Tekeh recites a bracha, Shekedushan, and two brachas, Shema Kol Shefer, Shachyanu, that was instituted in the days of the Gaonim, when they blew all the tkiyas before Musaf. But in the earlier days of the Gemara, in the Tanoim, they didn't blow before Musaf. Adi Gemara says, Lama tokum ring shei yoshum, tokum ring shei momdim. So the Baal HaMo'ar learns that's not what it means, tkiyas de miyushuf. We usually assume tkiyas de me'umad is the tkiyas in the middle of Chazar Sashat, because the Shemone Esrei is known as the Amidah. That's tkiyas de me'umad. The tkiyas de me'ushav is when you're not davening Shemone Esrei, that's the tkiyas before Musaf, right after the Birchas HaTorah. That's known as the tkiyas de me'ushav. So the Baal HaMo'ar says it's not correct. That in the days of the Gemara, they never had tkiyas before Musaf. That was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. Because the introduced reciting of so many piyutim, the davin is going to be over till Dumda. It's going to finish late, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever. It's going to be a very long davening. And a lot of the people are choylin, mizikainin, muboris, and manikas. They can't stay to the end of the whole davening. So if they're only going to blow shayfer after Chazar, in the middle of Chazar Sajat, at the conclusion of Malchus, Chanus, and shayfer, so the choylin, mizikainin, muboris, and manikas won't be able to stay to the end. They can't stay so long. But that's why when they introduced all of these piyutim and the davening took forever, but that's when they introduced the blow shofar before Musaf, so everybody was here to everything. In the days of the Gemara, they blew tkiyas de me'ushav, tkiyas de me'umad, so the Baal HaMo'ar said that's not what it means. Tkiyas de me'ushav means when there's decorum in the synagogue and everybody's sitting in their seat where it's supposed to be, and that's the Ainu, the tkiyas in the middle of Chazar Sashat. And everybody, there's Likorim, everybody sitting in their seat. Tkiyas de me'umad mentioned in the Gemara, that's the tkiyas at the end of the davening, when everybody's putting away their talitim and putting away their mazam and they're roaming around, walking out of the shul. That's when it means tkiyas de me'umad. And the tkiyas that we call tkiyas in the Yushab, the tkiyas before Musaf, he says, that was only introduced as Baragainen when he introduced all the piyutim, and the davening was going to take a few hours longer. So the Baal HaMo'ar says, Bizman HaGemara, that they didn't blow shofar till the middle of Malchus and shofar, no birchas hamitzvah was recited. There was no bracha ketzora. Asher kedushanu the mitzvah 71 of the Shema Kol Shofar was not recited then. Why? And he says it's based on HaGemara. HaGemara says kol hamitzvah kudim avach aleim rabba lasiyotam, with the two exceptions to the rule. What are the two exceptions? Chutz min hatfilah, the shofar. Except for tefillah. So tefillah either means a ger, because akati kabel achazi, because he's not Jewish, he can't take kedushanim and tos of the tivano. But tefillah means the balkeri, because the balkeri is also the tefillah. He's not allowed to say a bracha till he's table. So that's chutz min tefillah. So by tefillah means that instead of saying the bracha over atzias, instead of the bracha la'achar atzias, then it says chutz min atzilah u'min ha'shofar. What do you mean shofar? Why should you say the shofar? Why shouldn't you say the bracha over atzias? But the Baal Mor says, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. So he says, since the Chachamim set up the system that the Tkiya Shofar should take place in the middle of Chazaras HaShat, so it's within the framework of brachas. So let's say the Nesivus wrote has a siddur. The Derech HaChaim siddur was written by the Nesivus. And in the Derech HaChaim siddur, he has the Haggadah. That's called the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. Now they tell it separately, the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. So in the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, he writes, the Nesivus writes in the introduction, he raises the question, how come the Rishonim raise the question? How come the Chachamim, whenever Misakan Abichas HaMitzvah, and the mitzvah of Sipit Yes Mitzrayim on Pesach night. Before we start the Haggadah, we ought to recite the Bracha Shekadoshana B'mitzvah. So Tzivanu and Saper B'it Yes Mitzrayim. So he gives the following answer. He says, when a person is about to recite Birchas HaMazon, he's going to fulfill a mitzvah derayis. When a person is about to recite Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, he's about to fulfill a mitzvah derayis. How come he doesn't say Bracha Shekadoshana B'mitzvah to Tzivanu and the Baruch HaMazon? Or let that person is about to drink a cup of coffee. So he's going to say, Shahakol miyedidvara, that's a mitzvah midirabbanan. To recite Bichus Hanenen is midirabbanan. How come it doesn't? But we recite a Bichus Hanitzvah before you do a mitzvah midirabbanan also. We recite a Bichus Hanitzvah on Nikon Megillah and on Hadlokas Neves Chanukah. But before you're about to say Shahakol, before you're about to say Hanoite, you should really say a bracha. How come we don't say a bracha? So the answer probably is that since the mitzvah itself I'm about to fulfill is being fulfilled within the form of a bracha, there's no need for an additional bracha. The Kiddush is recited in the nusach of a bracha, and the Birchas HaMazon is recited in the form of a bracha, and the bracha of Sha'akal HaMoiti, the mitzvah of Birchas HaNenen is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha. So we didn't feel it necessary to be misak and the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance of the mitzvah, which itself is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha. But not only in that case, with the mitzvah, that's the mashal of the Nesivus. The Baal HaMor doesn't give any mashal. The Nesivus gives that mashal. So the Nesivus says, not only if the mitzvah is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha, but if the mitzvah is being fulfilled within the framework of a series of brachas, I'll say to our brachas, like Tkiya Shofar Bizman HaTalmud was always fulfilled in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz with the Malchus Kohen HaShofar. So since the mitzvah itself of Tkiya Shofar is being fulfilled, I'll say to our brachas, so there's no need, even though the mitzvah is not being fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the mitzvah is being fulfilled by Blon Shofar, but it's being fulfilled within the framework of brachas, so there's no need to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. So that's why the Gemara said originally, chutz min ha-tzilah u'min ha-shofar. A shofar is an exception to the rule, but since in the Bizman HaGemara, they didn't blow shofar before Musaf, they only began to blow in the middle of Musaf, a mitzvah that's fulfilled by Seder HaBrachas doesn't require a bichas ha-mitzvah. That's what the Baal HaMor is mechadesh. And that's what the Nesiva said, that's why there's no, the Chachamim never introduced the Birchas HaMitzvah on Tzipi Tiers Mitzrayim on Pesach night, because the framework of the Haggadah basically is four brachas alakos. You say Kiddush, the first bracha alakos, and you say Asher Yolanu, then you say Birchas HaMazon alakos, and then you say Birchas HaShir. And then we have Tzipi Tiers Mitzrayim in between. So since the Tzipi Tiers Mitzrayim is being fulfilled within the form, within the framework of the four brachas, so they never won the sack and the brachas on this one. And maybe tomorrow we'll continue on the same theme. The Nitziv was Rosh Yeshiva Balozhin. Balozhin lasted for 90 years, from 1801 or so to 1891. And the Nitziv was the Rosh Yeshiva, I think, the last 39 years. That was a very long time. Very long time for a president. Dr. Lem was also president of Yeshiva University for a very long time. Unusually long time. Presidents of universities in the United States usually don't last so long. Dr. Lehman had a special fiat to Ishmael. He was extremely successful. He was president for a very long time. So the Netziv has in the Shiurim in the Merai Mesada, these are the Shiurim that he delivered in Valajan. So on Masech HaSeita, in the middle of Perik Elen Amorim, Elen Amorim starts around Daf Lamed Beis HaSom. Second half of the Sikh has nothing to do with Seita. It's like in Yani Brachet. In the Perik Elen Amorim, the Mishnah has, and the Mishnah the Gemara has all the din about Duchening. So the Gemara there says that the Kohen recites a Brachet when he's about to Duchen. To take a look, and it seems as an important comment here, and to explain his point, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah on the first page on the Rif and Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from the Tshuvas HaGonim, as a person daven Meiriv before the Zman, and then he has to repeat Kriyashma after Tesha Kochavim, so before he's about to repeat Kriyashma, he has to recite a Bracha, Shekadishana ben Mitzvah Sabbat Sivano, Likuras HaShma. But if he daven Meiriv after Tesha Kochavim, then there's no need to recite Brachas HaMitzvah. Because Hashma. So Rabbeinu Yonah says he doesn't understand what that means. Why is it a difference? So the Netziv explains it, and I'll say probably that tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow is